Dear Shambra, please join with me in welcoming Jeff and Linda Hoppe.
Woo! Yes! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you, Shambram, and welcome home. Welcome to our new home. This is absolutely amazing. I am so high right now, I don't even know what to do. It's wow. The way this came together in such a beautiful and new energy way, and the excitement that you all had as you were coming in, waiting outside the door at noon. It looked like, well, Walmart with a blue light special.
Oh, not that comparison.
That's a good thing. And just so much excitement in the room. We're here to do our first event, our first major official event, our grand opening for the new Crimson Circle Connection Center. We want to thank all of you for being here, all of you online who are watching in today. I wish those of you who are online could feel all of the energy that's in here. It's truly amazing.
Jeff, they can.
Okay.
They can.
But if somebody's trying to sleep right now somewhere, it's they're not going to be able to. We're going to be talking more in just a minute about how this came to be and giving credit to the folks who really put it all together. But for Linda and I, it's kind of like it's moving to a new level for us, for Crimson Circle. It's kind of like, in an odd way, birthing a baby, I guess. It's unveiling something new, and I know this spot right here is going to be our home base for years to come, many years to come. We're going to be doing our monthly meetings here. We're going to be doing special webcasts, teacher trainings, mystery schools, and you name it, and it's all going to be from this very beautiful space. So let's take a good deep breath into this amazing creation.
I want to say that this is a space beyond words. And what I love about it is that it was created from nothing but beauty and grace of Shambra from all over the world. And I'm so overwhelmed by it. My allergies went nuts.
Are you crying or is that allergies?
No, I'm crying. It's allergies. It's allergies. But it's just, it's truly, to me, I'm glad it's a birth for Jeff. For me, it's even something different than that. It is almost like this rose bush that was planted and like today it blooms. And I mean, it just, no, I mean, the space, it's just unbelievable. And it's a real, true home. It's a Shambra creation and it's home and our space going forward forever, how long, and it just, and I don't want to go into any more about how it happened because it's really a stunningly beautiful creation. And it was stressing me out so bad that I was like, oh, my hair doesn't look good enough. Oh, do I have a dressy enough dress? Because the place is so beautiful, you got to look good here. And it was, I really was, I kid you not. I did like, was fussing with my hair. I never fuss with my hair, and I was fussing with my hair. And then we were sitting back there, and Jeff said, Linda, would you do me a favor and get back in your body?
She's off out there somewhere. Anyway, before we get into some of the details of how this came together, I want to just acknowledge those who are from, have come a long way to be here. You can't see it. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
Welcome, Shambra, to our grand opening. And Linda, I know we have a lot of out-of-towners, out-of-countryers here today. Do you want to read through the countries?
Yeah.
And if when Linda reads your country name, please stand up so everyone online can see how this is really an international, actually an intercosmic creation here.
And again, I can't even tell you how many countries different people are listening in from, but live and present in this now moment, physically right here and now, there are almost 10 countries. We have Canada.
Canadians, go ahead and stand up.
Yeah. South Korea.
South Korea.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yes. Switzerland. Yes. Finland. Wow. Germany.
In Deutschland.
Yeah. Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah. And unless I really messed up, I think I got everything except the United States.
United States. I know there's more from the United States than stood up.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, check with Linda later.
Now, this is
look at your driver's license.
How you registered. Did we miss anybody from any country? Is anyone?
Yeah, Norway.
Netherlands.
Netherlands, yeah. Yes. Netherlands. Go ahead and stand
up. Did I not say Netherlands?
Netherlands.
Oh, I thought I said it already. Netherlands. And, you know, they came so far, and they have to go right back, but they are actually going to take the drive to Nederland tonight.
Yeah. Yes. You guys got in yesterday afternoon, and you're leaving tomorrow morning. But thank you for dropping by.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Anyway, just to tell a little bit of story about how this all came to be. And how it is such a beautiful creation. It is really a new energy story because there's things that happen that normally don't happen, things that came to be that shouldn't have come to be, but it just all unfolded. Not that it didn't cause a little stress on the staff, those people who were putting it together. It wasn't so bad for Linda and I. We handled it actually very well because we were out of the country. I would get emails every day or so.
When in doubt, get out.
That's not my problem. So you handle it. So it is truly a new energy story. We started looking for a small recording studio in January. Actually started talking about it in December and said we really need a place where Linda and I can come and film like a class. We're looking for a place that would seat maybe 15 to 20 audience members, really just a studio where all the equipment would be set up, where we could just come down and do a Keyhawk session, for instance, or an angel webcast, or one of the many things we do, because it was so difficult to always load the trailer and the equipment, find a place, haul it in, set it up. It was exhausting. And after we did the ProNost event in January, we looked even at the economics of it. The cost of renting a hotel room, ballroom, for 2 or 3 days, about $3,000, plus all the related expenses. And we said, we've got to do this. We need just a small studio. And then it started unfolding. So the key there was we made a choice. We said, we are going to do it.
Finally.
We're going to do it, and then we let it start to unfold. We looked around for different spaces. We saw this. Actually, this was the first place we saw. We loved it because of the windows. We loved the high ceiling. But it was bigger than what we thought we needed. We were just looking again for a little studio. We looked all around the area for other places, but they didn't have windows. They were like boxes, or they were just in the... It just didn't feel energetically good. So we came back here. And still a little squeamish, I guess you would say, about the cost. Retail space like this is not cheap. And also just, if you can imagine, this used to be a yoga studio, and they did massages.
It's kind of nice energy to think that we're in a place that used to be a yoga center, and that's it.
Yeah, what's now our green room in the back used to be the massage room. So it has really kinky energies, and it's like pretty weird.
Only a man would say that. Really?
It has wonderful energies.
Really, Jeff?
Wonderful energies, and they're so calming. And that's what I meant, calming. But there, a wall came out here and went over to there, and it was kind of an odd space. But We like the energy. And normally you don't...
There are several massage therapists in this room that want to talk to you later.
Yes. Well, my back is kinked up. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's a good way out. I like that.
So... We finally said, let's do it. Let's go in here. But we weren't going to really make any changes. We were just going to kind of hang a few lights and put up a few cameras. But then, at the February 1st shout, Adama said, hey, guys, it's time for a real Chamber Center. And he said, please, if you would like to contribute to it, $44. And it started. The energy just started moving. I would have never predicted...
No.
What finally came to be from Chamber all around the world without any pressure, without any pushing or anything. And for that month of February, the contributions just rolled in from people who we know, we've met along the way, but people we have no idea, we've never met. They've never been to a workshop, or people we thought had gone along the way years ago, but suddenly are coming out of the woodwork.
Stunning.
Absolutely. It ended up in this that... Chamber donated $225,000 towards making this happen, which was so nice, if you can imagine, going into an endeavor like this and having it paid for up front. Not only the equipment, the remodeling and things, but even a lot of the rent. I was like, what a concept. My Virgo brain could have never planned it that way. It just wouldn't have allowed that. But
your Sagittarius does.
Massage does, but with that base of energy, we were able to do things in here that we would have never even dreamt of.
Right.
The touches, the equipment, the stage, the whole thing. So we were able to do it.
The translation booth.
With Chambra class, we were able to do it right. And it's really truly a new energy story of how it came to be. There was worrying along the way, but we took a deep breath and just let it go. So,
what did you worry about, Jeff?
Everything. We have to go through a lot of permitting, with the city. We have to comply with ADA, Americans with Disability Act, and fire codes and things like that, that I'd never encountered before. And it was pretty tough. So we went through the planning. We hired an architect. We, as a group, as a staff, sat down and said, what are we looking for? What are we trying to do here? Had the drawings put together. We got our permit to begin construction, and it began on April 22nd, 8 weeks ago. Now, I have to mention that this normally should take 5 to 6 months because there was a lot of subcontractors, a lot of little things that had to be done. But in 8 weeks... this was transformed into what you see here today. It's ready for Chambord. We're about 96.5% done. We have little finishing touches to put on. If you'd have been in here on Wednesday, just a few days ago, there was scaffolding, ladders, construction equipment, tools,
wires,
dust, wire, dirt, everything else all over the place. And somehow, I think little angels came in at night and cleaned up. Sandra's not laughing. She's like, I did the damn cleaning.
Are you calling me an angel?
Yes, you are an angel. But suddenly, we actually had our first webcast yesterday with the Keyhawkers. We did how many here were at the Keyhawk webcast? Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot.
That was our rehearsal.
So and it went very well, so Linda and I were... much calmer today. We started out in, well, that's kind of a little bit what the space looked like before. This was just a little kind of a corner area and a big heating vent going right down the center here. And it was a nice space, but then we tore it apart plugged up some windows that were here.
Windows, ripped out half the junk.
Ripped out the toilets and everything else. And it was just a real mess for a while. Yeah, we put in all the counters and cabinets over there, and ended up with this. And actually, this picture really wasn't available till Thursday afternoon when it was finally all done. A tremendous amount of love went into it, and not just from the staff or those who did the physical work, but from all of you, all over the world, who made this possible. It is not only the the highest class, best video recording studio in Louisville, Colorado. It's, I think, one of the best in the world for any spiritual work. I'm not aware of any others quite like this, and we together created it. So that's what makes Linda and I smile and so proud.
Jeff was so, I couldn't have planned it if we'd have tried. We wouldn't have, we allowed it, but we certainly didn't plan it.
I do want to give credit where credit is due, of course, to Alexandra, and there was a lot of work that went in from all over, but the ones that really put in the effort and brought it together, first of all, Alam Bulea for as a project manager. Woo! I think Alan had a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of very busy days. He was coordinating with the general contractors and our staff
and
the city and the architect, and all while he was in the middle of moving
his
home in Boston. So that's crazy. Don't do that again. No. And I did not see him smile for 2 months until yesterday. You look so relaxed. And Patricia's saying, yes, you're right. She did not smile. Well, it's a big thing to manage all the details and make sure everything is moving along. So without you, it would not have been possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
There was a lot of other help, but I want to particularly acknowledge a guy who worked incredible hours, did a lot of designing and building and thinking things through, constructing things. Joe Collins. Joe, go ahead, stand up. Go ahead, stand up.
No, Joe, come on.
Come
step
on,
out.
Come on.
Step
come on
out.
Around.
Come on.
Come
step
on.
Out. This was like a marriage for Joe.
Joe was so proud of this. He said, I just love to get dressed up today because it is kind of like a marriage in a way. But we truly appreciate the work. You were here late hours and of course had others helping you, but you thought through things like, just for instance, all of this backdrop, the mechanics for it. Joe sketched out on paper and engineered the whole thing, and it's incredible. It's on tracks. You could move the panels flip around in reverse, and I mean, it was just, we didn't have to go outside, you know, it was right here at home, and so many other things you did. So thank you, sir.
And it was like a marriage, right? No life, just this.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I actually just came up with a great idea, which I'll mention I'll mention it now. We could actually rent it out for weddings with this backdrop and the nice. No,
we
not.
Need to have a talk about that. I don't think so.
I'm kidding. Okay. Our architect was David Foreman, who it was very strange, but we just happened to meet him. I don't know. He just showed up one day. And we still are trying to figure out, well, how did that happen? But he showed up. And it turns out he was very new energy. He loved what we were doing. And he was a guy that towards the end, at one point, it was about 10 days ago, the city came in here and shut us down. And it's like, it wasn't necessarily bad, but they're just like, don't do anything else until we go through all the paperwork. And
it's going to
take about 5 or 6 days. We panicked because we had that Keyhawk event yesterday and this today and no alternative. The grass.
Susie'd already rented out the hall. Yeah. We had no backup.
And Dave, the architect, was in here and says, don't you guys have friends in high places? And it's like, yeah. And he said, well, okay, we need some help. And we were all standing around panicking, fretting. 2 hours later, phone rang. And it was the city said, okay, you're all approved. Go ahead.
Literally.
And Adamas tells me that is the only thing he intervened with. So we needed it at the time. We were a little desperate.
Well, thank God he shows up when it's desperate.
Our general contractor was DCS Inc. out of Denver. Great guys to work with, and they made Alan's job easier. John Giderka, the sound system. And
he's worked with the lighting and the camera and the video and all of the technology.
Actually helping to manage the whole thing.
John
lives three blocks away, by the way. So it was easy for him to come back and forth.
I heard his wife is very excited because she knows if he's ever missing, she knows where to come and find him.
Yeah, at the studio. Okay. Another interesting story. We were looking for these blinds and shades for the window. Actually, no small feat because there's a lot of them. They had to be reflective so that the heat doesn't build up from the sun on the outside. And we wanted it so you could still see through. We didn't want, everything just to be black. So we called a shade company. A lady came out, met with us many weeks ago and sat down. And we were going through our requirements. And towards the end of the meeting, we said, well, okay, kind of here's what we do just so you know. Here's what the Crimson Circle is. And she said, I'm Chambra. I watch all the time. You guys are rock stars.
Is that wild?
And
pretty wild.
She said, I just have never come to a meeting. I'm just kind of shy. But she said, my sister in South Africa told me about you guys here in Boulder, where I live, and I've been listening ever since. So it was just truly new energy. Alan and I did the stage design, kind of the concept for the whole stage, and That was interesting. It was challenging. How do you make?
Let me say more. Jeff is really proud of that, and particularly proud of his creation with Alan, because literally what happened was they hired two different companies to help with the stage design, and just to keep it short and simple, it sucked.
They were terrible.
And they were awful designs. They were going to cost a small fortune to produce, and they were ugly. And so finally, Alan and Jeff got together and said, we could do better than that. And they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun because we'd never done it before. And, but again, just sitting back and looking and saying, what should this look like when it's all finished? And then just bringing that in, getting it on paper, and then putting it together. Makes it not so easy.
It's much more complicated than it appears.
Three guys just worked their hearts out day and night, and particularly Joe Collins and Larry Clark. Larry, stand up, please. Thank you. Thank you. They've been working 60, 70-hour weeks for about the past 8 weeks. They really haven't been home much. You guys should have just brought a sleeping bag here.
I heard they did.
I did too. Another interesting story. We were about to put up all the rigging, which, again, is no easy task, the rigging that would hold the lights and the sound system and everything, and just happened to get an email from a Chambra we'd never met from San Francisco saying, I'm on my way to Boulder, just happened to be in town for about 10 days. He said, I am a union theater worker. My job is rigging and lighting. Do you happen to need a hand?
Literally.
How did this happen? Then I could hear Adama, stop thinking. Okay. So he assisted, and he's a professional. That's what he does. And he did most of the rigging and lighting, and it was just another one of those new energy things. We were looking for chairs, and chairs are a big deal. For those who have sat in the chairs at Coal Creek Hall for years, yeah, that sore butt thing. So several of us had gone out to different places like Office Max and Office Depot and different places. Oh, the chairs were really crappy. And all of a sudden, one day in the shower, Elizabeth is in that business. I don't know why I hadn't thought of it sooner. I guess we had to go and find the bad stuff before we found the good stuff.
We had to know what she would really appreciate.
So Elizabeth arranged for a seating for us and set out the chairs. And so thank you, dear Elizabeth. Please stand up. And the chairs had to be specific. We had to be able to stack them in case we need to move them over. They have to be comfortable. They have to be sturdy. And so your back and your butt will thank Elizabeth today. Joe Collins and Larry Clark, the stage back wall, the building, as we talked about, the creating this amazing
rigging
for all this, and everything that went into the stage and everything, the custom-made stage. Again, just a tremendous amount of talent and love went into it. So, guys, thank you once again. And, came to the painting. And it's, again, no small task, and we had some very specific requirements. The whole place needed to be painted, everything, including up in the ceiling, the rafters, the walls, the toilets, not the toilets, the bathrooms, the toilets don't need painting, the floor over there. And all of a sudden, Tiffany came forth, and actually Jean said, well, Tiffany does that. I'm like, really? Tiffany does that? And this beautiful backdrop, the modeled wall in the back here. So Tiffany, of many talents, thank you. Thank you. And Shambra.
Yeah. All made possible by you. All of it. The beauty of it, the grandness of it was made because of you. We could not have done such a beautiful, graceful, wonderful, quality job if it had not been for Shambra creating this space. Ultimately, you created this space.
So we're here to really get this energy going. We'll have a lot of gatherings, webcasts, meetings, everything else here. But on behalf of Linda and I and the Crimson Circle staff, we want to thank all of you for making this possible. It's amazing.
All of you listening in that can't be here. I mean, there's so many of you, but I know you can be here, that you can truly be in this space, this Shambra Communication Center. You are the creators, and it's here for all of us. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And, Alay, you said you wanted to...
Uh-oh.
You had something. Oh, I can already feel the energy.
My mother in California.
Oh, do you have a microphone?
No, nope, David does.
Oh.
Let me help you out here. There, now it's... Thank you.
From my mother in California, Helen Holman Gard, and for myself, we present this to you.
Thank you.
Is it for us or for Saint Germain?
It was Saint Germain for all of us, and shot glasses are in the... If you so desire.
If we so desire. So, wow.
Wow. Dump the car. What did it say? XO, hug and kiss.
Brandy.
Amazing Brandy.
You.
So at the break,
thank
could
you.
We do a little sharing?
It's a yes.
Okay.
So we have something to look forward to at the break.
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm. Thank you. That's an elegant bottle.
Thank you so much.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, and thanks to your mom.
I like the velvet bag.
I know, actually. Would it make a great hat, too, for...
For you.
No, for Adamus, he could... Oh, well. Here we go. Let's get into our regular slides for the day. Doesn't it seem like ages ago since our last shout? I mean, like, a long time, and I have no idea what was discussed, so... Fortunately, through the brilliance of technology, we have a video recap. Isn't it cool? Screens everywhere. No matter where you go in here, you can see and hear and all the rest of that. And if all the technology is working, the house lights will suddenly come down and the video and sound will come on the screen.
Well, and you know, before it meant somebody had to flip a switch over and run to the end of the room. But now watch this.
Whoa.
Nobody had to scurry to do that.
What what's a mood? A mood is an emotion. A mood is a measurement of where you're at. But more than anything, a mood is a thought, is a judgmental thought. And saying, I'm happy, I'm sad, I don't know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, I'm up, I'm down. And it's a mood. And humans live by mood. And they become the thought's way of having a type of feeling. And again, going back to this whole concept, the mind, the brain, the thoughts, have no true sensual awareness whatsoever. But the brain has been developed in a way that it believes it does. So it creates a mood. Thought turns to mood, which is also the emotion, which is also the way you attract energy into your life, which is also the way you breathe, which is also the way you receive. Most people believe they have no control over their moods or no choice over their moods. So they live by their moods. All these thoughts and all these moods and all these emotions are not really you. Maybe you could say, you could argue they are to an extent. They're a very limited part of you, but they're not the real you. They're not the inner you. So there's this exasperating irritation that's coming in right now because you know there's something better. So you get these moods and you live from mood to mood. Moods are created by thoughts. Thoughts are not real. They're limited. And you live from mood to mood. And when I say you, I am talking about humans in general. You are moving beyond all of that. But what happens here is you start to become conscious. You become very conscious of, hey, these are the dynamics that have been going on in my life. Huh, here's what's been happening. I thought I was nuts. You're not. You just haven't become quite conscious of it yet. You're not nuts. There is nothing crazy about you. You would only be crazy as if you accepted your limitations, and you don't. So, my dear friends, moods, they're all around. And there's what I'm trying to do is get you to be conscious of these things that affect your understanding of yourself, affect your position. There's no magic in any of this. There's no waving of magic wands. There's simply becoming aware of how you got here. If you got yourself into a consciousness of limitation, you can also step right out of it. There's two things that are really challenging for many of you when it comes to moods and thoughts in this whole thing. And those two things are, number one, dark, your dark side, your negative side. You just don't want to face it. So you run from it. You don't want to embody it. And I'm sorry, but you cannot just embody the light. You cannot just embody the light. There's a term that we use on the other side. It's called, oddly enough, it's called anast. It's like nast, but kind of like a nast. And it means that there's a bias towards the light. You're trying to be the light. Not going to work. And you're trying to be happy and pleasant and the light and the, it's a spiritual pacifier, and it's just not going to work. And every master has realized that along the way. It's like, oh crap, I am the dark also. Next big hurdle is like, oh my gosh, if I go into endarkment, accepting the dark, what if I become evil? Evil. And look at it. If I could have the pen here. Look at it. The word evil is live, and it's the veil also. So see, this is Satan. So you say, what if I go to endarkment, allowing my darkness. Now, what's the darkness? Now, Tobias told you years ago, it's the things you didn't love about yourself. It's your divinity. The things you didn't allow about yourself. But there's this tremendous fear. What if I go evil? What is that? That's a thought. So I ask you to feel into that rather than think about it. What we're talking about here is being conscious of what have been the limitations so that you can really kind of glide into freedom. The other thing is depression. Depression occurs when the thoughts suppress the life force energy and the thoughts suppress the passion of the I am to the point it creates such a veil that it seems like there's nothing left. Depression lacks in what I would call a flow of energy. The energy just sits. There's a lot of energy in depression. If we could find a way to drill into depression, we'd extract a lot of energy, but it's sitting in a muck, in a tar. It's just not moving. It's uninspired. So depression, darkness and depression, are two very challenging factors. The only real problem here, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, is you keep saying, what am I doing wrong? I'm saying nothing. And then you get mad at me. We have these long arguments at night. And it's like, but I know I'm doing something wrong. Otherwise, I'm like, no. You made a choice a long time ago, Edith, to do this, to transform, and you're trying to do it in a single lifetime. And it's working. And it's working. If you could just breathe that in.
You first.
No, no comment.
No, I don't either. You first.
No, I actually don't have a comment.
Oh.
I really don't.
Can I move on?
Yeah.
Okay, there was something that was missed that I think is really important. One of the lovely potentials that was created with the center is a translation booth. And in the translation booth, in this now moment, is Billy doing translation right now in Spanish, live and in person. So as you can see, this studio has given us amazing potentials. We could literally have translation and do an event special for some place that the schedule gets so hard, and to come back to places is not always easy to physically travel. So now we have more opportunities to reach out to people in different languages live. How cool is that?
And it has the ability to have two translations going on at one time. So somebody could be sitting next to Billy doing German or Polish or something
else. Or Korean.
Or Korean. You could go right now, go in there. And, so there's a live webcast going out in Spanish speaking. And so people can listen. They hear Billy's voice. They hear us underneath. That's amazing. And again, Joe and Larry put that together. So
isn't that a wonderful
creation capability?
Yeah.
Very uptown.
Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't ignore that. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's take a look at our recent events. We spent most of the month of May in Europe, which was really good because that's
Buffering.
When the work was going on
in
here.
Tuscany. Having to spend too much money on leather. Oh, my God.
So we did the first Amio retreat in the Tuscany area of Italy. Our first time there. Absolutely beautiful.
And thank you to Lucia Liggi.
Stunning. Yes, Lucia did an
amazing
job
host.
Putting it all together. We loved it
and
so
Jakey.
Much that we are going back next year at this time for another Amio retreat.
And hello, Jakey. He was her assistant.
And also from there we went to Slovenia to do the Gene, could you bring that slide back up? We went to Slovenia to do the Consciousness Unlimited workshop, or Consciousness Unleashed. And never done that before. And actually, we were so tied up with the Amio retreat, doing that, and what was going on back here with building out the center, that we really actually, I didn't think about it too much. we got in there with an amazing group and did the Consciousness Unleashed in one of the best events ever.
Jeff, you're
ever.
Not supposed to think about it so much.
I know, but I just wasn't, you know, kind of, normally I kind of get my energy together in advance, but...
But it worked out so well anyway.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible.
And thank you to all for help.
And what I wanted to mention was that with things like the Amyo Retreat, Consciousness Unleashed, and Quantum Allowing, and The Threshold, and Dreamwalker Life, those are really the five, I would say, courses that are going to take us into that next step, that next level. They're steps above what we've done in the past. They're very, very intense. They're a lot of fun.
And very experiential.
Very experiential and very new energy. I was blown away, actually, by both the Amyo Retreat and Consciousness Unleashed. So now we'll take a quick look, a video recap. The first portion is in Italy. The second portion is at Lake Bled, Slovenia. So we're ready now. right, all right, all right. Ooh.
Ooh. It was unbelievable, all of it. I mean, and there were people from 20 different countries at both events, and it was just unbelievably beautiful, graceful, and fun.
And thank you, Gene, for putting together the video. Thank you. And also, thank you, John, for putting a subwoofer in here.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
And that, that piece of music was Saint Germain Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's from the music group Saint Germain. So,
yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Oh, he's a man of many talents. Anyway, we've have just a few short minutes left, so we'll go quickly through the next slides. Upcoming events. We have a few wonderful things on the schedule, starting with Russia, Day of Consciousness, July 13th. We'll be working with Johan, with Wolfing von Rohr, and of course you and I, our first trip to to Russia. Looking forward to it.
We have an amazing host, Larissa Artmanova, and we have just amazing people. Elena, we are working with amazing people locally in Russia, so we're very excited about that potential.
And we're also doing a New Energy Mystery School there, July 15th to the 17th. By the way, you know what's really nice? I don't have to look behind me at the slides anymore. Mm-hmm. I get to just kind of casually, like, look over. It's really cool. And you don't have to see a screen coming out of my head.
Yeah, we do.
So so we'll be in Russia in just a few short weeks. In September, we've got the New Energy Conference in Salzburg, a great lineup of presenters and speakers. Salzburg is a beautiful place. If you've never been there before, it's one of the most charming cities in the world.
Very, I mean,
it's very beautiful. Home of Mozart. Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to remember which one. But we've got two great days.
You didn't remember which one?
I was. My head is so filled with names of classic composers.
That's not what Adama says.
We can handle about 220 people. We do have some room left, and we're going to be trying to do a webcast. We'll let you know about that later.
Yeah.
And after that, in Salzburg, is the Quantum Allowing. Really, what I consider to be one of the five key gatherings right now for Chambra. Anyone who's gone through it really understands it takes you to a very different level, very amazing level.
You can contact Lindsay if you want on the wait list. There's always a little turnover where things come up, you know, where people can't anticipate. So contact Lindsay if you're interested in being on the wait list.
Awakening Zone Radio Network, we have a new show that just started the other day. It's called New Energy Birthing with our own Kathleen Hawes. Kathleen, where are you?
She's here.
Kathleen. Yeah. And Kathleen, you're basically taking the principles of Dreamwalker Birth and your own experience working as an doula, working as a mentor teacher, and you've turned that into a radio show. How did it feel to do the show the other day? From Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
So Rita from Finland is also helping. What is Rita's last name? Lappin?
I always say Reita, but I can't tell you say her last name. Oh, my God. Anyway.
She's amazing also. They're a great team.
Good. So thank you, and congratulations on the new show. It's really the type of thing this world needs.
Well, what's happening is that it's at this time more than ever with the new souls and the way children are coming in and the awakened parents, there's a whole new connection that can be made now more than ever. And it was really weird when Dreamwalker Birth was first channeled by Adamus. It was actually relatively one of the smaller schools, and it's been incredible because in the last few years it has significantly increased. People are contacting us more and more to say, how can we access this information? So we really appreciate the fact that Kathleen is willing to.
What's really amazing for Linda and I also is we travel around, there are Chambra babies being birthed using the Dreamwalker birth principles, And, you know, back then
when we first did
Dream Walker Birth, I would have never imagined. And now people are coming in with their kids and, you know, and they were done with the Dream Walker Birth process.
Tasha Popchak, out of Slovenia, just had a Shambra baby. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Shambra News.
Here we go. Oh.
Boy, you always impactified us.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a few things in the news this month. Okay, what do we have? We've got, as always, just a reminder to check out the Shambra magazine. The June issue has amazing articles, graphics, information, guest articles, and it's I'm so proud of that, the magazine, the way it comes together. Gene Tinder handles all the coordination and editing. Mark Ritter does an amazing job with the design, and it's a great magazine for keeping up on what's going on with Shambra. Next is a great new product called Live Free. This actually was one of the sessions in Slovenia as part of the Consciousness Unleashed gathering. And it was so beautiful that we said we need to just make this a product where Shambra can listen to it. Adamash talks about freedom and gives a very beautiful and succinct talk about really the importance of freedom. There's some interactions with the audience that are really quite funny. And then there's a very, very beautiful mihrab with Yoham. It's a total of about an hour and 20 minutes. But it just moves the whole time. We have just a very, very short clip to play, so if we could get the audio on that. Freedom. I read and hear your letters, your requests, your wish lists. I read them. I've been saying for myself for a long time, I just wish I'd get one that say, Dear Adamas, I just want freedom. Be who I really am. Freedom to enjoy life. Freedom to enjoy myself. Freedom from the fear of death. Free to be in my body, but to also be beyond my body. Free to be the Merlin who I really am. Free, finally, to be the creator. When somebody comes to that level of awareness that they are choosing freedom, they're ready for it. They're ready for a lot of energy. They're ready for a lot of abundance. They're ready to let go of the illusion of power. They're ready for anything. They say it's all about my personal freedom. It's very, very beautiful, beautiful. It's available in the Crimson Circle store as a digital download, and I think it's ready to go right now. It's already available, Michelle, is that right? Good, great. While we were in Slovenia, we recorded 6 new mihrabs with Yoham, and very, very beautiful. It was actually turned out to be 3 with Kathumi and 3 with Adamas. The Kathumi ones are kind of stories mixed in with the mihrab, but in a typical Kathumi style, fun, entertaining, and very, very profound.
Who did better, Kathumi or Adamas?
You know, actually, well, I'll show you the list. It was really more the subjects that they did. Adamas talked about dream state. Actually, if you have trouble going to sleep at night, this is so sleepy. I mean, it put all of us in the studio asleep. It was the musicians were just, it actually is a great thing to go to sleep. But he says when you're in dream state, when you go to sleep, instead of staying in the near-earth realms, He takes you out into the cosmic realms, and it's so beautiful. Oh, I love it. Sensual world.
Good, you like it.
I know it was well. Yeah, some of the stuff I'm like, oh, that was okay, but I'm not that impressed.
You would say that
also did sensual well-being and abundance. Now I'll make a footnote on the abundance. It's about a 25-30 minute mirab. It's not designed to be the answer to abundance issues. It's actually a beautiful mirab that's going to go with the free abundance video that we're going to be doing from the studio here in the next couple of months. So it's kind of a it goes along with it.
It's part of the abundance workshop.
It's part of the abundance workshop, yes. But you can also listen to it separate. Beautiful mirab about abundance. Kathumi did just passing through. If you remember a couple months ago, that was the theme of one of the shouts. The night before we went into the studio, Kathumi wrote the lyrics, handed it to Yoham the next morning and said, turn this into music. And they did. They did, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
He also did one called Energize, like energize. Like
Energize?
It's Energize. That's what he said. It's almost like an exercise, you know, video thing. Or not video, but, I mean, it's real jazzy, and he talks about energizing yourself. So actually, you could listen to that in the morning and then to Dream State at night, and you'd be covered. And then also, Kathumi did a very, very beautiful story, mirab, about love. That was very, very touching. So these will be available in about 10 days. We're just finishing up the mixing and mastering. We'll let you know when they're available. Just wanted to give you a little heads up right now. Okay, and last but not least, registration for the July and August shouds right here in the new studio is now open. We held it off for a while because we weren't sure how many we'd be able to fit, but it's now open.
We were hoping you would like it.
Yeah, and want to come by. And finally,
first come, first just serve, don't
passing,
delay.
Passing through the airport in Florence, and Linda happened to notice this store. St. G, Italian style, distilled. So
ooh,
he's
ooh.
All over. Okay, we're going to go on break. We're going to come back at 2:30. So that's about 27 minutes. We're going to go on the air with Adamus. See you then.
Woo-hoo.